The consultant from Milton Security was waiting for Berger when she got home at around 7. Her foot was throbbing painfully, and she limped into the kitchen and sank onto the nearest chair. He had made coffee, and he poured her some.
Thanks. Is making coffee part of Milton's service agreement?
He gave her a polite smile. David Rosin was a short, plump man in his 50s with a reddish goatee. Thanks for letting me borrow your kitchen today.
It's the least I could do. What's the situation?
Our technicians were here and installed a proper alarm. I'll show you how it works in a minute. I've also gone over every inch of your house from the basement to the attic and studied the area around it. I'll review your situation with my colleagues at Milton, and in a few days we'll present an assessment that we'll go over with you. But before that, there are one or two things we ought to discuss.
Go ahead.
First of all, we have to take care of a few formalities. We'll work out the final contract later. It depends what services we agree on. But this is an agreement saying that you've commissioned Milton Security to install the alarm we put in today. It's a standard document saying that we at Milton require certain things of you and that we commit to certain things, client confidentiality and so forth.
You require things of me?
Yes. An alarm is an alarm and is completely pointless if some nutcase is standing in your living room with an automatic weapon. For the security to work, we want you and your husband to be aware of certain things and to take certain routine measures. I'll go over the details with you.
Okay.
I'm jumping ahead and anticipating the final assessment, but this is how I view the general situation. You and your husband live in a detached house. You have a beach at the back of the house and a few large houses in the immediate vicinity. Your neighbours do not have an unobstructed view of your house. It's relatively isolated.
That's correct.
Therefore, an intruder would have a good chance of approaching your house without being observed.
The neighbours on the right are away for long periods, and on the left is an elderly couple who go to bed quite early.
In addition, the houses are positioned with their gables facing each other. There are few windows and so on. Once an intruder comes onto your property, and it takes only 5 seconds to turn off the road and arrive at the rear of the house, the view is completely blocked. The rear is screened by your hedge, the garage, and that large freestanding building.
That's my husband's studio.
He's an artist, I take it.
That's right. Then what?
Whoever smashed your window and sprayed your outside wall was able to do so undisturbed. There might have been some risk that the sound of the breaking window would be heard and someone might have reacted, but your house sits at an angle and the sound was deflected by the facade.
I see.
The second thing is that you have a large property here with a living area of approximately 2,700 square feet, not counting the attic and basement. That's 11 rooms on 2 floors.
The house is a monster. It's my husband's old family home.
There are also a number of different ways to get into the house. Via the front door, the balcony at the back, the porch on the upper floor, and the garage. There are also windows on the ground floor and 6 basement windows that were left without alarms by our predecessors. Finally, I could break in by using the fire escape at the back of the house and entering through the roof hatch leading to the attic. The trap door is secured by nothing more than a latch.
It sounds as if there are revolving doors into the place. What do we have to do?
The alarm we installed today is temporary. We'll come back next week and do the proper installation with alarms on every window on the ground floor and in the basement. That's your protection against intruders in the event that you and your husband are away.
That's good.
But the present situation has arisen because you have been subject to a direct threat from a specific individual. That's much more serious. We don't know who this person is, what his motives are, or how far he's willing to go, but we can make a few assumptions. If it were just a matter of anonymous hate mail, we would make a decreased threat assessment. But in this case, a person has actually taken the trouble to drive to your house, and it's pretty far to Saltsjöbaden, to carry out an attack. That is worrisome.
I agree with you there.
I talked with Dragan today and we're of the same mind. Until we know more about the person making the threat, we have to play it safe.
Which means?
First of all, the alarm we installed today contains 2 components. On the one hand, it's an ordinary burglar alarm which is on when you're not at home, but it's also a sensor for the ground floor that you'll have to turn on when you're upstairs at night. It's an inconvenience because you have to turn off the alarm every time you come downstairs.
Understood.
Second, we changed your bedroom door today.
You changed the whole door?
Yes. We installed a steel safety door. Don't worry, it's painted white and looks just like a normal bedroom door. The difference is that it locks automatically when you close it. To open the door from the inside, you just have to press down the handle as with any normal door. But to open the door from the outside, you have to enter a 3-digit code on a plate on the door handle.
And you did all this today?
If you're threatened in your home, then you have a safe room in which you can barricade yourself. The walls are sturdy, and it would take quite a while to break down that door, even if your assailant had tools at hand.
That's a comfort.
Third, we're going to install surveillance cameras so that you'll be able to see what's going on in the garden and on the ground floor when you're in the bedroom. That will be done later this week, at the same time as we install the motion detectors outside the house.
It sounds like the bedroom won't be such a romantic place in the future.
It's a small monitor. We can put it inside a wardrobe or a cabinet so that it isn't in full view.
Thank you.
Later in the week, I'll change the doors in your study and in a downstairs room too. If anything happens, you should quickly seek shelter and lock the door while you wait for assistance.
All right.
If you trip the burglar alarm by mistake, then you'll have to call Milton's alarm centre immediately to cancel the emergency vehicle. To cancel it, you'll have to give a password that will be registered with us. If you forget the password, the emergency vehicle will come out anyway and you'll be charged a fee.
Understood.
Fourth, there are now attack alarms in four places inside the house. Here in the kitchen, in the hall, in your study upstairs and in your bedroom. The attack alarm consists of two buttons that you press simultaneously and hold down for 3 seconds. You can do it with one hand, but you can't do it by mistake. If the attack alarm is sounded, three things will happen. First, Milton will send cars out here. The closest car will come from Adam Security in Fisksetra. Two men will be here in 10 to 12 minutes. Second, a car from Milton will come down from Nacka. For that, the response time is at best 20 minutes, but more likely 25. Third, the police will be alerted automatically. In other words, several cars will arrive at the scene within a short time, a matter of minutes.
Okay.